Welcome back to the Early Fantasy Challenge podcast. I am one of your co-hosts, Frankie Saxon. This is episode number 21. And even though Vasiliki is not here to tell us, number 21 is always a lucky number. Isn't that right, Javi?
It is. It is. Hello, Frankie. Hello, everybody. And congratulations to the last round winner in our private league, Igor Filipovic. Beat everybody, so congratulations. Today, Vasiliki is not with us, but we have a very special guest, EA7 and for your money Milan guard, Leo Olmaro. Leo, how are you?
Hey, hello. I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me to do this podcast. Really excited, and it's a pleasure for me to be part of it.
It's always a thrill for us to have a player who actually plays the game and knows what he's talking about. So thank you for coming.
How's your season, your fantasy season? Is your team doing well? What can you tell us about it?
Yeah, it's a lot of up and downs, I think. I'm making not many subs, but I try to keep the line, you know, try to keep the same team always. So I give a lot of opportunities to a lot of players. And I include myself the first 3-4 games. It wasn't the best for me because I didn't play good. So I say no more. So now I change it and I have a really solid team. I like my team and I think I'm getting every time higher in the standings. So that's the most important.
When I look at Milan, there's a lot of players who I feel like I want to have on my team because I see them and I know what their high end potential is, but it's not always consistent from game to game. Nico Mannion is one of those players who I just feel could light it up, but I'm afraid to take him because there's not consistency. How do you explain that with the players not being fantasy wise, even if they're real basketball, they might be fantasy wise as consistent?
He's a really good player, first of all. He read really well the game, so he know when to be more aggressive, when to pass, and it's all depending on the defense, I think, that make him to be up and down, as you say, but it's really smart of him. So, and also we have a lot of players, Mirotic, Lide, Shabon Shields, and also myself, that we can score, and it became also tough for him.
Do players talk about that, like I have you in my team this week, or not really?
We talk about it, yeah. Okay, I think we have a player, an Italian player, Caruso. He always tells me, you must play good because today I have you in the fantasy. We joke around with the fantasy, so it's fun. It's really fun for us as a team.
Caruso had a stretch where every center was injured, and Caruso was getting 7, 8, 6, and I celebrated more than a good player getting 20. When a four-credit player does well, that's the best.
You never know with the injuries, and there's a lot of injuries this season too. It's a lot of games, so you never know who is going to step up sometimes, and you know these players are the ones who do it.
Sometimes I feel like you have to be a psychic even with the injuries to figure it out, but we've seen that a lot in the last couple of weeks. There was Brankovic from Bayern, who was very cheap and had some big games, and also last week from Maccabi there was Will Raymond. If you're able to get those four credit guys, it's a game changer.
Before we move on to the games, I have a question for you, Leo. Do you still make your own music?
I make it. Now I start to produce music because last year when I was in Bayern, I was doing a kind of master of how to produce music. I really use it, and more during the season that we have a lot of game, a lot of focus in basketball, and you know, sometimes we need to disconnect, and that's how I use the music for.
Javi, I feel like we've been rude so far. We haven't asked maybe the most important question, which is, how are you feeling and when will we see you back playing?
Hopefully Thursday I can join the team. Really excited for this moment in the season. I think EuroLeague's been really competitive and really up and down for all teams, so it's really nice and it's really tough, you know. But I'm happy to join the team and really excited for these 7 games that we have now.
So you potentially coming back Thursday, that leads us into all the problems that we have building our teams this week, because it's a 3-turn week. There's games already Wednesday. There's injuries all over the place, and we have to decide on Wednesday what we think rotations will be like on Thursday and in some cases on Friday. So Javi, it's pretty tricky this week.
Yeah, it is. That's why I made a move. I'm selling 3 good players just to get TA shards. Why do I want TA shards? I think he's the most important player in this week, in this round, because he plays in turn one and he's the big superstar that plays in turn one, other than Mike James, of course. He's going to have a good game. He's going to be my captain for the rest of the week. and I don't have to worry about all that. But what do you guys think? I guess it's safe to pick a lot of T1 players, some players from Monaco or Paris, right?
Monaco need to win. And I think Mike James or one of the big names is going to step up. But also Paris has been playing amazing, actually. So it's a tough, it's a tricky game.
Listen, here's a note to all of our viewers. We are recording this on Monday, so I don't know what's going to happen tonight, but Paris is playing tonight against Fenerbahce, and that's something to keep take into consideration, right? They're going to have short rest, even though they're both home games and there's no travel involved. They could have a big game tonight, then they're playing again on Wednesday. I would make that decision on Wednesday. In theory, to have a guy like TJ Schwartz in turn one, that's a great decision, but if he ends up playing 38 minutes tonight or... You know, it's very risky, and they're playing against the Monaco team, which will be more rested.
Are you saying that I should get Mike James instead? Oh, it's a good idea.
I would make that decision on Wednesday, but I think maybe I would favor Mike James, I think, over TJ Schwartz in this game because of that reason.
Interesting.
Yeah, maybe true. Yeah.
Oh, I'll probably follow your advice. If I buy Mike James, who is a little bit cheaper than TJ Schwartz, I have a little more money to get another player. So, yeah. That's one thing that happens in the podcast, Leo. I come up with big ideas, then Frankie explains what he thinks, and then I change my mind and I beat him. So
now you're going to change your whole team, man.
Yeah, no. So far, I keep it as it is.
But that means I have a percentage in all of your success.
Yeah, exactly.
give credit to Frank.
Anyway, another thing that will be announced today and before it's recorded is that Kendrick Nunn is the MVP of February. The rivalry series game of the week is Panathinaikos Actor Athens against Real Madrid. How important is to try to get Kendrick Nunn in a situation like this when he's full of confidence, MVP, and playing against a big team like Real Madrid?
You know, we play a month ago, more or less. We're playing Panathinaikos, and I couldn't play because I was coming from an injury and I had to rest. But I went there with the team, and they played. We started the game first quarter 7-3 in the first quarter. I'm like, on the NBA I can see a superstar and I say wow, but this time I was like, it was unbelievable. I was like wow, and then we play at home also, and I had to play different on him. And for me, it was a big challenge because I like to play defense and I want to see always, and I want to prove myself that I can play defense against the best. So I think he was one of the toughest players to guard. He's really fast. He can shoot. He can read the game.
I also want to ask you about we just had the signings deadline. There are a couple last minute moves. What is it like for those players to come in the middle of the season? The most, not even late in the season, the most important part of the season, fighting for playoff spots and all that pressure, and to try and find their place in the team.
I think it's really tough to come in a team in the middle of the season that, they know each other since the beginning. You need to realize what the team needs, what you can help in, and think that's the most important thing in the beginning. And then when you take confidence, you just go hard.
But are those players that you would recommend staying away from for fantasy purposes?
Oof, tough. You never know, because also it's like we were saying before, injuries, I don't know, game decisions and game plan, it's everything involved. So I don't know, it's really tough, actually.
Before we reveal our teams and talk about trades, I want to ask you about one of your former teams, Barca. They play in Berlin against Alba Berlin. A lot of people take that for granted, but it's not easy to play Alba in Berlin. And then there's this injury situation with Vesely and Punter out. Is there any player that you would recommend from Barca, given the circumstances?
Is Brizuela playing?
He played last week. He came back, yeah.
I think him is a big factor. He's the one who stepped up in big games when they have problems and injuries. He's a really good player, so I will thank you. I might sign him too.
Billion Nangomet would be a top-class signing if he sees enough playing time. Metu could be a good pickup. Like you said, Brizuela, probably Satoransky. But then
Jabari Parker.
But I see it the other way around. I think it's the fact that they don't have Vesely is an opportunity for Frankie's favorite boy, David McCormack, to play well for Alba Berlin.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, he's a good player.
Sometimes it's just about fit, and I guess there wasn't the right fit when he was with you guys in the beginning of the season. But since he got to Alba, not only has he been putting up pretty good fantasy numbers, but he's a lot of fun to watch.
I was with him here a little bit, and he had a lot of energy. He played with a lot of patience, so I think he's a good picker too. Also, Matheus Spaniolo, who playing good, and I think they missing a point. I think Juan Nunes is not playing because injury, so he can also be aggressive.
Hermansson is back for them playing now.
Hermansson is back, yeah. Or Hermansson or him, I think pointers have a good opportunity. When Satoransky goes to the bench, I think they can be aggressive. And yeah, it's going to be interesting, actually.
Well, Leo, you're a special guest. You have to go first. What's your team for this week?
Yeah, so I was changing it yesterday. Like, Francisco as a point guard. I had it the last game too, so I didn't change it. He played amazing. I have Fournier. I really like him a lot. He had a lot of consistency in the team. And I changed it for Carson Edwards. I had it the game before, but this yesterday I changed it. I have Nick Wyler-Buff. Solid player. I have Zach Day for sure. And Brandon Davis. Brandon Davis was a change from me to this when he got injury. So now I'm thinking to change it and put Mirotić in, but I will think about it. And maybe I put Brizuela instead of Nick Wyler-Buff for near. I will see. And then in the bench, I have Maolo Lowe as a six man. I have Giedraitis, Sanli, Gonzalez from Madrid, and Steve from Paris. Trinquiri as a coach. Yeah, that's my pick of.
Not bad at all. Frankie, well, who do you have?
So the I'm making a move at each position at guard, forward, center, and coach. I am releasing Satoransky, Will Raymond, who had a great game. The only reason I'm honestly releasing him is because they play turn three, and it just makes me nervous to have such a cheap player turn three without knowing what Maccabi's rotation will be like with the injuries. Danko Brankovic and Coach Farakulis, and the four that I'm bringing in are from Paris, Utara, because I do think because of that, the guys on the bench from Paris may end up playing more on Wednesday. Melvin Ajinka, who had a huge game and is suddenly playing. He started in the French League also. He's getting a lot more minutes, 4.8 credits, a player I like. David McCormick, as you predicted. And Coach Banky against Virtus, Coach Banky.
Yeah, he coached both teams last season, right?
This season.
This season. Where they play? They play in Istanbul?
Yeah.
So, Frankie, what's your full team then?
So, at center, I still have Bolamboy and McCormick. My forwards are Juancho Hernan Gomez, Vladimir Lucic, Vazenkov, and Ajinka. And my guards are, you know, my Theo guy. So, I've got Theo Maladon, Matt Strazel, Utara, and Jimmy Clark, who I kept after a strong week, and my coach is Bunky.
All right. I like it a lot. Solid. I like it a lot. Well, I'm making a little bit of a revolution. Like I said, I'm trading three expensive players, Carson Edwards, Zana Musa, and Eddie Tavares, along with Tarik Biberovic, to buy T.A. Shorts. Now it could be Mike James, but we'll see. Timothy Luau Cabarrot, I think he's going to play well against Zalgiris. Don't ask me why. I think it's a good...
TLC.
TLC is a good fit against Zalgiris. I don't know why. Jantunen and Alpha Diallo. Alpha Diallo always plays well against all French teams for whatever reason. And he's my second pick of the week. So, I mean, Shorts and Diallo were the two players I really wanted. And the other two, well, with the money that I had, this is the best I could find. The team looks in turn one, I have Shorts, Diallo, and Jantunen. Turn two, I have Lucic, TLC, and Bolomboy. And in case everything goes wrong, I have Di Bartolomeo, Lakic, Bezenkov, and Nigel Williams-Goss on the coach's banky. So that's it. Let's take a look at the captains, shall we? Leo, who's going to be your captains for turn one, two, and three?
I have Zach Day, man. He's my boy. he's always stepping up. He's I like him a lot, so I will put him as a captain.
Yeah, that's loyalty. I like it. Frankie, who do you have?
I'll start with Strazel in turn one. I doubt he will remain my captain. Then I've got Juancho for turn two and Vez for Prez in turn three.
Same here. Shorts turn one was my number one choice of the week. Now it's not anymore after talking to you, of course. My second choice will be Bolomboy, and if everything goes wrong, it's always Vezenkov ready to save my fantasy team at the very last minute. Like, oh, so that's it. That's all we have. Leo, thank you very much for stopping by. You're welcome to come back anytime. Good, very good luck to EA7 Emporio Money Milano, and like I said, get well soon. Come back, do what you do, and enjoy.
Thank you very much. Thank you. It was a pleasure. Thank you for reminding me.
Well, thank you to Leo, and thank you to everybody for listening. I want to remind everybody that this week's Rivalry Series Game of the Week is Panathinaikos against Real Madrid. You can catch that on EuroLeague TV, as well as all the games this week, all 9 games, including, potentially, Leo's return from Milan against Fenerbahce. And we'll be back here next week. So, in the meantime, please watch the podcast, share the podcast, tell your friends about the podcast. If you're watching on YouTube, like it, leave a comment. We're also available on Apple Music, on Spotify, and anywhere else where podcasts can be listened to. And we will see you again soon.